Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Hello.
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 Now that we've got the blood flowing, let's work on our voices.
Can we do this every day?
Here's the dealio.
We're gonna party!
Welcome to the real world, hippies!
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to a snowy Wednesday, February 20th, but not near as bad as they said it was going to be.
Yeah, I don't think we got quite the snowpocalypse.
No.
That they were saying yesterday.
Don't worry, there's time. We still have like Saturday and whatever next week beholds.
That's true.
That's the best part about the forecast. You look at it today, sunny 33, snow Friday, snow Saturday, sunny and 29 on Sunday, snow Monday, snow Tuesday.
Did you see after this weekend, we'll be top 10 all time for snow in Nebraska in a winter.
Yeah,
which is pretty awesome.
I think I heard yesterday, if we get 10 inches for February, which is totally not out of the question, it'll be number one.
Yeah.
The snowiest February.
That's crazy. You know, this is the first time in a while, because remember we had that conversation at the start of winter when we had the conversation about how it seemed like it had been a long time since we got a lot of snow.
Right.
Here it is. So it's our fault. Way to go, us!
I guess so.
Golly! I'll take the blame.
The other conversation I was having yesterday, how many snow days are built into the year before they start having to add them to the end of the year?
I don't know.
That's a very...
Because it seems like we've had more this year than...
I remember when I was in fifth grade, we had that happen. We had to add a couple days.
Right.
And all they were was just, we ended up going to a park and playing for two or three straight days. It was awesome. Because the teachers were done. At that point, they're like, here's the deal. I was here until a certain date. You're going to tack two more on now? Forget this. We're out of here. So that's funny.
All right. So, all the kids are off today, including UNL's out, too.
I know. How about that? It's negative 28. It's negative 28. And they won't let... They make these kids walk across campus.
Right.
4 inches of snow hits the ground. And they're like, stay inside.
Now,
stay inside.
Granted, I know I am not from here. But didn't they used to wait until it snowed?
Yeah,
if it was gonna snow?
Yeah, I would say
before
a lot of times.
School?
I remember going to bed praying to God.
Right.
I'm like, dear Lord.
I feel like if you call it before it snows, 100% it won't.
Right, right.
That's a good point.
You are knocking down the totals. Yeah.
I mean, that's what pretty much happened, because everybody was looking at the future cast for the radar that was showing up, and it was all blue from Kansas to Nebraska to Iowa, all the way through till 2 in the morning. And then they're like, school day. And then it cut that in half. It could just shut down the snowpocalypse.
So far, at least on the way here, the roads were not bad at all.
No, they weren't bad. Take your time, though. I would definitely suggest. The three of us did drive in vehicles that are lifted off the ground a little bit.
True.
So if you're in a small car, take your time. Remember, four-wheel drive, all that stuff is fine. It doesn't help you stop. It helps you start, right? So just keep an eye on that. Hey, yesterday I had to, I made my son cry.
Oh.
I made my son cry, and it's because he has his first ever celebrity crush. First ever. He was sitting with mom yesterday. They were both homesick watching something she was watching.
Summer Catch.
Can you guys
Jessica
guess?
Biel.
Guess real quick, and then I'll tell you who it is because you won't get it. Real quick, my wife was watching. Just throw out a name. Throw out a name anywhere.
There's a new Kim.
You might accidentally say it.
A Real Housewives person?
No, but that was a good guess because he was watching a show with my wife.
Okay.
So I had to tell my son that unfortunately the most beautiful woman in the world to him, which is what he said to me, is married. Meghan Markle is off the market, Carter. Sorry. Apparently Jess was watching some show where they were talking about her, and he was just like, oh my gosh, she's beautiful, Dad.
I mean, he's not wrong.
I get home and he sits down and he goes, Dad, I saw the most beautiful woman in the world today. And I was like, who's that? And he's like, Meghan Markle is beautiful. And I'm like, she is, son. She's off the market, though.
She's also
pal.
Quite Funny. Pregnant.
Yeah. See, there's a lot going against him. I told him, you're not ready to be a dad.
Yeah.
You're just not there. You're only six. We got to slow you down a little bit. Let's get you through kindergarten.
And he's a prince,
right,
too.
Right.
Like a literal prince.
Right,
it's rough.
Although grandma, who's Native American, keeps telling Carter he's a little chief. So he's kind of royalty in his own right. So
that's true.
That's what grandma calls him. So
hey, crushes
that. That title comes with way less money than the Prince of England thing.
That's true. I was super proud of my boy, though.
Go ahead.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Super proud of my boy.
Kicks 96.9.
Hey, cut me off like that.
We can talk through that thing if we need
all
to.
All right.
It's radio.
We got a lot for you, including couples therapy coming up at 7:20. More opportunities to get out of this wet, wintry, snowy stuff and onto the beach in Tortuga starting at 8 o'clock. And Kenny Chesney tickets. Your chance to win big coming up this morning.
It's the Kicks 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
Seriously. What the f***? Fix your f***ing life.
All the weirdest stuff happens in Florida, although some other states have tried and failed miserably trying to stay up to their standards. I think we're averaging about maybe 3 Florida stories to every other state in a week.
Oh, easily.
The weird stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
So it's in St. Petersburg, Florida, where a woman had been issued a bench warrant after she failed to show up for her court date this week.
Okay.
The reason for that court date, she got tossed out of a St. Petersburg Red Lobster, and on her way of being tossed out of said Red Lobster, she stole a lobster out of the tank.
No!
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Kimberly Gable didn't appear in court to answer for her disorderly conduct after she allegedly caused a scene at the restaurant. The manager asked her to leave the restaurant for disturbing other customers. She didn't go quietly. She basically did a Jerry Maguire and grabbed a lobster out of the tank
jerk.
And said, "Who's coming with me?"
She
doing the jerk. She was walking out of the office and like, "I'm going to take this lamp and I'm going to take this cushion.
All
and I'm
going to take need
yep.
is this lobster. That's all I need."
That's right.
I need this lobster and also this lamp.
I don't need you jerks to cook me lobsters. I'll take this one and cook it myself. So what happened to the lobster?
So the police finally tracked her down. She denied knowledge of the lobster's whereabouts.
Yeah.
What?
Adding that she did not care because she did not do anything wrong.
What, the lobster was on the lamb?
Apparently. So there's...
Sometimes they serve lobster with lamb.
They do?
Those are both, they're both good things.
I mean, they're both yummy. Mm-hmm. I would do that.
Wait, so they can't find the lobster?
No, lobster's on the loose.
Do you think she, like, snipped its little rubber band and was like, run free?
Yeah. No one's going to eat you.
Depending on how close they were to the ocean, it might have made it.
Yeah.
It's Florida. There's lots of places in Florida where she might have been close enough to the ocean that lobster might have made it.
She puts the lobster out on the beach and says, go, run free. And a seagull comes down and gets it.
There you go.
Because that's what would have happened.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Maybe there's more weird stuff to come out of Nashville. I mean, Miranda Lambert got married over the weekend. We didn't know about that.
Just wait.
All kinds of details and fun stuff for you coming up.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Another day, another set of fascinating new details about Miranda Lambert's brand new husband, Brendan McLaughlin.
Okay.
So according to People Magazine, he was engaged to a woman named Jackie Bruno until a few months before he met Miranda. But Jackie is not the mother of Brendan's new son, who was born in November. That woman's name is Kayla Rettinger, and she's the one who broke up his engagement with Jackie. Are you still following? She sent a message to the fiance informing her that she was 7 months pregnant with Brendan's baby. That'll do it.
Wow.
According to a source, pregnant Kayla was also living with Brendan and his family around that time, and there was, quote, an overlap.
Wow.
Meaning he was seeing both the fiance and the mother of his child at the same time. But wait, there's more. Brendan's son was born November 5th, which was 3 days after he met Miranda. Their relationship was probably still under wraps because he then spent Thanksgiving with Kayla and the newborn baby.
Wow.
People reached out to everybody involved, and nobody wants to comment on anything, shockingly.
How many writers of daytime soap operas are mad that they've never thought of Miranda Lambert's last 3 years of life as like a continual show?
That's a very good point.
Absolutely insane.
Well, or they wouldn't write it because you wouldn't believe it.
That's right. That's 100%
true.
That's
the other part, yeah.
She's coming out, no word yet, but I think she's coming out with like a 3-disc next album that's going to be full of all sorts of good songs that are crazy.
In other healthy relationship news, Jared Neiman got divorced quite a while ago and didn't tell anyone, apparently.
Okay.
His now ex-wife, Morgan, filed the papers last June. The divorce was finalized in December, and nobody knew about it till now. They were married for 4 years. They were together for a total of 13. They do not have any children together, so sorry to hear about that.
Right.
You make me better than a horse before.
That's Russell Dickerson.
Yeah.
He suddenly is famous, and he says it's super weird. He says, quote, oh, geez, it's so awkward to even talk about when asked about the fact that he now gets recognized and is kind of famous. He says he realized how things have changed when he went on a recent trip to Mexico. Quote, we were on vacation at the place where we went to our honeymoon 5 years ago. Going back there now, it's like, oh, hey, I know you. And where do I know you from? And how do I know you? And are you Russell Dickerson? He says, however, the attention has been, quote, very solidifying. So he feels good about where he is, but it must be weird to suddenly have people talk to you when you go to even Mexico?
I guess. Mm. Yeah.
This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Proving there's more good than there is bad in the world. We have good things every day. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we'll get a couple of ours. And if you've got one, share it with us. Titled Good Things on Facebook or Twitter, KX
969. JP Lauren and Husker Nick
in the morning
are on
Kix 96.9.
What good do you have to tell everybody about today, Lauren?
Well, my good thing comes out of those horrible wildfires in Northern California back in November. Okay. There was a family evacuating, the Vallejos family, and when they were driving away, leaving their home and everything else, their 12-year-old Akita, their dog Kingston, jumped out one of the windows and bolted.
Oh,
he
wow.
was scared. It has been 101 days... since they last saw Kingston, but they said they never lost hope that he was okay. And apparently he was. An animal rescue volunteer just found this dog after 101 days, and he's okay. They think he was living on skunks because he smelled terrible. But he's home, and they're so happy.
Those are awesome dogs, too.
That's fantastic. Husker Nick, your good thing.
So my good thing, I love it when people have good fortune, and I like to celebrate it because I'm hoping someday some will shine on me, and then everybody will be happy for me. Manny Machado, who plays Major League Baseball, just signed the richest contract in baseball history. 10 years, $300 million to play with the Padres. If you want a quick breakdown, here's something to think of. He had 188 hits last year. So this next season, for the $30 million he'll make, he'll get $159,000 per hit. Good for him. Also, he played in 162 games. That's $185,000 per game, if you want to think of it that way. Or how about this? Just for walking up and having ball one, ball two, ball three, ball four, take your base, he'll make $47,000 per at bat. He doesn't even have to swing a bat. He's going to make 47 grr. Good for you, Manny.
My good thing is a local good thing in the fact that you can help us and also enjoy an awesome night at Lincoln Stars Hockey. We have our Operation Warm Night out there this Friday, and it's hosted by the local Lincoln Firefighters Local 644 and us. We've been teaming with them for a while now doing the Operation Warm campaign, which helps put coats on kids. And so you just come on out to the Stars Hockey game. It's like $15 for your ticket. You can see the actual event on our Facebook page at KX969 to get more details and join us out there. You can also come by and we'll be passing the boot around to collect as much money as we can to help out with Operation Warm, which again helps out a lot of families, a lot of schools, a lot of people here in town, and putting coats on kids so they are not freezing in the winter.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
One of the funniest fantasy football punishments ever. That's in minutes.
Stop us now.
Good morning. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Yes, we're already missing football. I mean, although the AAF has been entertaining, and we still, who won the building fantasy football league?
What do you mean, who won the?
Did you put your name up there already?
Okay, by
you
a
did.
Long
okay,
shot.
Okay, good. So that
come
didn't
on.
Leave the building.
Two time.
And
two,
then
two time.
I
champion.
Had to give up the one that I had. It was this Hulk.
Oh, did you not?
That was cool. I did not win. I finished in fifth place in that league. So
I won a local
league. What league was that?
It was the Fantasy Bowl League with the Liz and Austin Chambers with the Tyson Treasure Chest Foundation. Okay. We all put our money in for a really cool trophy, and now it's a traveling trophy. They're going to put a little plaque on there with my name on it.
Nice.
From
I'm in
2017.
I'm in a league with all the sports, local sports media.
Sure.
And I destroyed everyone, and I make sure they all know it at all times. Yes! And, yes! Fantasy football!
You're either first or you're last when it comes to fantasy
football. That's right. That's true.
And sometimes
feels impossible.
When you finish last...
Well, because that's when you get prizes. Right. Of sorts.
Okay.
If you're last.
Normally when you finish last, sometimes you'll just get your money back. Or if you've got a good group of friends, they're going to punish you.
Yes.
In some sort of way. And that was what went down with 25-year-old Steven Strouth of Texas.
This doesn't feel like punishment. This feels sort of wonderful.
He's been in a league this past year with friends from high school he's been playing with since 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Before this, he had never played fantasy football before, so of course he lost. And as his punishment, he had to put on a flesh-toned Speedo, cover himself in peanut butter, and sit in the middle of a dog park for 10 minutes.
Yay! That's so awesome!
Why is this punishment? This sounds wonderful! All these doggies would love you so much!
I guess the percent chance of getting eaten by a dog or bit by a dog goes up a little bit.
They're just licking you.
He actually had a choice. He could have paid the winner of the league an extra $250 or do the dog park thing, and of course you opt out for the dog
park. He's a college student. He doesn't have $250.
Right. So he went to the dog park in Dallas last Wednesday, slathered himself in 3 jars of Jif, and let the dogs go to town while his friends filmed it from their car.
Wow.
And I've got the story. I've got it up on Facebook at KXN69 if you want to check it out.
That's a great punishment. Like, that's the best. So the two things that make fantasy football league so fun. Number one is obviously when you're playing, it makes it more fun when you're watching all the games because you might have a little skin in the game a little bit.
Right. You pay more attention to all the games.
Yeah, but then your league punishment. Like, for example, one of my good buddies is in a league, and what happens when you lose that league? So everybody puts in their cash for the league, and you've got like this pot of money. There's a hundo saved at the end for whoever gets last place. It doesn't go to the last place person. It pays for their full body wax that they go get.
Oh.
And they have to get Brazil and the whole 9 yards. And that's the punishment for losing that league. That's awesome. That's so fun.
That's crazy.
There's other like great stories too. Like there's some fantasy football leagues where if you have like a local open mic night, they'll make you go out and do comedy, live comedy routine. And you got to go stand up on stage and your whole league will show up and heckle you. That kind of stuff, which is really fun. There's just some good, fun stuff. And then, of course, people always standing out on the road with signs saying, like, hey, I suck at
losing.
Yeah, I suck at fantasy football. There's one league famously on ESPN where they get tattoos. The legal vote on a tattoo you have to get. And you get an ugly tattoo.
And it's your punishment?
You get to pick where you get it. So, like, these guys, it's in a book, actually. But these guys have, like, these tattoos on, like, their butt cheek or
all
the back of their
places.
Leg. Yeah, it's just a terrible tattoo.
Like a random down
that's
by the
fun.
Ankle type.
Although, we should do that in the building.
We should. I'd be up for that.
So, I feel like this guy actually wins because they only made him stay 5 minutes, and now he has internet fame, and everyone thinks he's awesome.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Plus, he met a lot of dogs, and they're very good friends now.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We get you the opportunity for Tortuga in about an hour and 6 minutes. Are you ready for that? And about 30 minutes away from couples therapy and a doozy of a debate on the way.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
When you find something, it's pretty awesome and you want to tell everybody about it.
Like if you put on a coat and there's $10 in the pocket.
It's a treasure.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like, oh, I didn't realize I had that cash. What am I going to do with that money? I remember going with my grandpa to various beaches and looking for coins.
Yeah, that is on Southern California beaches, that is a common sight, or people with metal detectors.
People with metal
just
detectors.
Walking around.
Yep.
Beep, beep, beep,
it happens in Florida, too, and that happened with a couple then, age 35. They were out in Ocala, Florida, Saturday morning when they found something they thought was pretty neat. It was a grenade.
I don't know if I found a grenade, if I'd go with... That's pretty neat.
Well, it's old. It's like from World War II. It's like an old school
Must
grenade.
Must be worth something.
It's got to be, right?
That doesn't mean it's not dangerous, right?
Well, that's true.
I don't know.
There's a possibility that it's still dangerous, especially the older it gets and it rusts or whatever.
Right. It feels like you should still dispose of that properly. Alert the authorities if you find any kind of grenade.
You got something cool now you can show people. That's cool.
Show it off a little bit. Well, they put it
in a
fire.
There's only a small chance you're going to kill all your friends.
Right. That's right. Yeah. And you know what? I prefer to look on the optimistic side of things. Like the 50-50 right. here. 50% it won't blow up. Or 50% it will. I'll choose won't blow up every time.
And I think that's the guys in us that way, because the guy put this in his bucket, in a bucket,
yeah,
10-gallon bucket, or 5-gallon bucket, put it in the back of his truck. He's like, oh, it'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
The girlfriend that was with him is like,
right.
I don't know if this is a good idea.
She's smart. That's the lady in her. The guy in us is dumb. It's all good.
The self-preservation. I don't want to die today. This would be a stupid way to go.
Optimism says it won't happen.
Right. And so they leave the beach, and the entire time are debating on what to do with it. And he's like, well, first, I mean, I'm hungry. Let's stop at the Taco Bell.
Man, this guy's having the best dude day ever. He finds an explosive that may or may not blow up.
That's really old and maybe expensive. And he gets to go to Taco Bell.
Where you become an explosive that may or may not blow up.
That's true. Like, literally, he's going to sit down and have a chalupa and a grenade from World War II that he found. What a day.
Well, when they got to Taco Bell, they were having a conversation over chalupas. And the girlfriend's like, yeah, no, I don't feel right about this. We need to call somebody about this. And so she calls 911 to report that they found this device.
Right.
While looking for precious metal near a river.
I guess, if you need to.
And so the bomb squad was called to Taco Bell.
Ah, I would tell those guys when they showed up, finders, keepers, losers, weepers. All right? This is my grenade, nachos.
Meanwhile, the whole staff and management of Taco Bell are like, why did you bring it here?
Yeah.
Of all the places in the whole world, did you have to bring your explosive device to our restaurant so we have to shut down?
I mean, I woke up this morning wanting at least 6 tacos in my life, and just because I found this grenade doesn't mean that changes.
Well, and technically, I mean, if you've got your food already, Taco Bell's a pretty portable food. You just go stand out in the parking lot. Eat it while they check out the bomb.
Man, so what happened?
So the bomb squad was called. They learned the firing pin mechanism on the grenade did not appear to function.
Aha! So it wasn't going to blow up. Optimism was the way to go on this one. You could have had this as a great paperweight.
They secured the device for destruction off-site.
Man, see, they
broke it. So they're going to blow it up.
That's a paperweight. You could have had it work. Like, check out my World War II grenade. I don't know if it'll blow up, but come on in my office.
The cops said it wasn't going to. I mean,
right. Hey, it hasn't killed anyone in 50 years.
I'm living my life on the edge.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Well, it hasn't killed anybody in 50 years.
That's a great point. See?
That's a very good
optimism.
Point.
Optimism. That's the way to go. Yeah.
We'll try to stay optimistic as we help out our new friends James and Liz with couples therapy next.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now. Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had their own lipstick.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. On Kix 96.9.
And if you need us to step in the middle of a spat you are having with your significant other, we are more than willing to do that on couples therapy.
So we are over the top experts on solving marital issues.
Over the top.
And making sure that people have wonderful, lovely marriages. You're welcome, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Saving marriages every Wednesday.
I'm waiting on that invitation for the key to the city. Because we need it.
One of these times.
We're saving marriages. We're solving debates between people. We're helping people make it right.
It's a good day. All right. So if you need our help, couples therapy, just direct message us, Facebook and Twitter, just like Liz did. Liz needs us to step in and have an intervention, if you will, with her husband, James.
Uh-oh.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Okay. So why do you need us to have an intervention with your husband?
So I'm so aggravated. He leaves the toilet seat up.
The eternal debate.
Uh-oh. Ruh-roh.
All night? Okay.
All right. Toilet seats up.
I mean, constantly. And, you know, you'd think I'd be used to it by now and just grown into it. But the other night, I went to use the bathroom, and obviously I'm half asleep, and I fell in the toilet. Oh.
Yeah, there are a few things worse.
Cold water just woke me up. I was up for hours, you know, off the whole day. It's the whole day that it just affects you, you know?
I think most women have had that happen at least once in their
life.
Really? Yes. You go to sit down and the toilet seat's up and it's always the middle of the night because you're always half asleep. And then you land in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I think most women have had that happen at least once.
That sounds terrible.
Yes, it is. It is. Man. It's cold and shocking.
So he is just leaving that toilet seat up. And,
I know it sounds ridiculous. Like this is something you see on sitcoms and this and that, but it's real life. It is real life.
Oh, yeah. That's a fight that goes on in my house.
Oh, yeah. The problem that they're on the toilet seat.
We know your husband is with us as well. James, why don't you just put it down?
Hey, buddy.
Well, okay, so here's what I want to say. First off, I don't think I really do that. Secondly, if I did, just put the seat down. Like, what's the problem? Just figure it out, you know? Like, it's not that hard.
Well, wait, are you talking to yourself? You said just put the seat down. What's the problem?
Exactly. Yeah, you can just walk up. She could smack that thing down.
It's everybody's responsibility to use the toilet in the way that they need to. You know, you can't put your trust in the last person to use the toilet. You're going to fall in.
You can't trust other people in this life.
I don't think I really do it anyway, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, if I did,
you do.
You should figure it out.
Consistently. All the time.
Okay, so my wife and I have this fight, and she says the whole falling in the toilet seat thing.
Yeah.
Somehow I've managed to not walk in equally tired, because men are tired in the middle of the night too. It's not just women that walk in a bathroom that are tired. And I've not just stood there and peed on top of the toilet seat.
Oh, I think people have.
Have you?
No, not on top of the
Did people put the whole... You mean if someone were to put the whole thing down?
Why? I don't believe that women fall in toilet seats.
What?
Because I've never walked up to a toilet seat and been like, I'm so groggy. I'm just going
to
start peeing and then hit a toilet seat because... I didn't look to see if it was down. I didn't look. I always look to see where I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it men can do that, but women apparently just walk in and pop their butts wherever they want to go? That doesn't make sense.
It's very presumptuous, and it's like driving into traffic and being like, I'm assuming every car is not coming right now or looking or, you know?
Like us dudes just have to because we're dudes. We're like, all right, it's the lady, so
the world
make sure
is
we
unfair.
Put the seat down.
You're right. The world is rigged against
That's
you.
That's what I'm asking. It feels like it when it comes to the toilet. Not to mention, if you think about it, leaving the toilet seat up is doing people a favor because it's inspiring them to look at it and go, boy, I need to clean that thing. When you might have forgotten.
You're looking to inspire other people to clean it?
Yeah,
why don't
you
clean it if it's dirty?
But you have guests over and the toilet seat's up and they're like, wow, they have a really clean toilet. This is a clean bathroom.
Yeah.
This is impressive.
Yeah. I think I'm on
inspire you to go home and clean your toilet.
I mean, like, think about the money you could save by twofold. Number one, if you have a dog, you don't have to buy them a doggy dish for water. They can just drink fresh water out of there.
I don't think they're supposed
to
drink
that water. And you save the environment because your dog's drinking out of the toilet. So you're not going to buy those little things with the blue for the blue water. So now you're not putting chemical-filled water into the world. You're saving the environment, saving money, and you're helping people remember to clean. I got your back, man.
That all sounds perfectly rational.
Yeah, I think so.
James?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if you had
he's
something
in.
To say.
He's
right,
in.
He's
on
in.
That.
Okay.
There you go. I have this argument all the time with my wife.
This is I'm sure a common argument, and the phones are already ringing, so let's get right to it.
Yep, you're just seconds away from this.
Keep
from
people on their toes, too. You're welcome.
96.9.
All right, so your team Liz put the toilet seat down, or your team James leave it up.
I can only assume you have the world's healthiest marriage if this is the biggest argument you have.
You can let us know on Facebook or Twitter at KX969 or 466-9696. We'll get your calls next.
Get up. I listen to the radio as a way to wake up on the way to work.
Good morning.
Gets me in a good mood.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on KX96.9.
It is a bathroom debate in today's Couples Therapy. By the way, tomorrow, Dan and Merdub will be on at this time. Right now, we're dealing with James and Liz.
It's the eternal debate, toilet seat up or down.
Yes.
And the plaintiff, James, or what would it be? Plaintiff and defendant. What would that be? That would be
Liz is the plaintiff, James is the defendant. James. She's the one making the complaint.
About him and his toilet seat issues of leaving the toilet seat up. She thinks it needs to be down. He's refusing. There's a battle going on, and we want to hear what side you are on at 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Good morning.
Team Liz all the way.
Why?
This is a constant battle in my house. And so recently, I have started slamming the toilet seat down to annoy my husband as much as he annoys me.
Nice.
What can I say?
You got to do what you got to do. Good morning. What side are you on?
I'm on his side. Ooh, like, I am a woman, and I don't get why we find it so hard to just look down and lift the toilet seat up. There are days I have gotten ready for work and drove to work half asleep. I can certainly look down and put a toilet seat down. It makes no sense to me.
I recommend waking up before driving. That feels way more dangerous than potentially falling in the water.
That part feels
way more dangerous than the toilet.
My point, exactly.
Maybe landing in the cold toilet bowl would wake her up so she could drive.
There you go.
So he could claim he's doing her a favor.
Start diving in there.
There you go.
Just claiming that flavor. All right, so 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. What side are you on? Toilet seat up, toilet seat down. We'll get your calls next. 466-9696 with Couples Therapy. Day number dump. I'm on Kix 2.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
A debate for the ages. It's been going on that long, ever since toilet seats were created.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure this debate has been going on. We appreciate James and Liz bringing this to the show. Because I'm sure lots of people, and so far with the phone calls we've gotten and messages we've got on Facebook or Twitter, this is a constant debate in everybody's house.
It feels on Twitter like it's pretty shut, a shut and closed case here, because it's like 80%.
That's a lot closer than it is on Facebook.
Oh, really?
What is it on Facebook? 90-10.
90-10? Nice.
Okay. So we wanted to hear from you, and you can let us know as well on Facebook or Twitter, KX969, or on the phone. Hi, Kix. Good morning.
Well, you know, I'm okay with leaving the toilet seat up if you really have to, but as long as you wipe the rim if you leave any little dribbles on the rim. Because there's nothing worse than walking in and having the toilet seat up and having it dirty.
Oh, yeah. That is gross.
Somebody I knew had a cute little poem up. It said, if you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie, wipe the seatie.
Exactly.
I believe that actually is on a placard of some sort at my parents' house.
Oh, boy.
There's a lot of people saying, there's a couple of different tweets, you're both wrong, you should put both lids down.
Mm.
Because of the...
Because it prevents you from dropping anything in there, like your phone or whatever, when you get in there.
Oh,
and also, it prevents, it's more sanitary, because when you flush it, it vaporizes.
Well, yeah. I'd say then we need to get rid of our cell phones. Technically, scientifically speaking, there's more germs on a cell phone than there is on a toilet seat.
You still don't want
to... That's so gross to think of!
Somebody actually gets a little ketchup on their screen, they lick it off.
If we were actually worried about germs, we'd not have cell phones.
Yeah. Hi, Kix.
Everybody has to lift up a lid and close a lid.
Sounds terrible.
That is, you are not the first person to say that. That does feel both fair and sanitary.
Oh, man. We found a compromise.
Because if you flush without the lids closed, gross.
And they have the new ones now. Have you seen the new toilets?
Or if you just leave the middle.
Slowly closes.
Technically, if he works on his accuracy, you could just leave the middle lid down. Then ladies could just sit down whenever they wanted, and dudes would never have to pick up a lid.
There you go.
That's even better compromise.
That's a possibility, too. But yeah, there's toilet seats now that the whole thing, if you just push down on the top, it just kind of slowly, gradually drops down onto the toilet seat.
Interesting.
Just leave the middle seat, and we'll just try not to pee on it. There you go.
our own game of ring toss, right?
That's right. Just install a urinal. And then the guy, all problem solved. We'll leave that seat down, no problem. We got a urinal.
And there we have the most expensive possible solution.
That's
what you were looking for, was to spend several thousand dollars to settle this debate.
That'd be my plan, yeah. You nailed it.
Well, as of right now on Twitter, it's 78% Team Liz. On Facebook, it is 91% Team Liz. So
it could be a do-it-yourself project. It would be a couple thousand dollars.
James, how are you feeling about this?
I feel like it's biased. I don't know. I don't believe it. I think it's some of the people that are voting are talking about driving while asleep. Like, I don't know. I don't know that it's a good, I don't know what they know what they're talking about.
You think your sample size is a little off in this conversation?
it's natural selection. You have to just figure it out.
There you go. You know, technically speaking, by leaving the seat up, you're helping keep her on her toes. And as you guys grow older, your minds are going to slow down a little bit. You're actually worried about her, and you're going to keep her nice and sharp.
Right.
Yeah, see?
So in case of zombie apocalypse happens, Liz is sharp and ready to go.
Yeah, she's ready to go. All those years of dodging the toilet seat and realizing that you need to jump up and put the seat down. I told you I've had this argument a few times.
Yeah, it's either that or Sudoku.
You have mentioned that, yes.
Sudoku. Oh, you could put a Sudoku next to it, and then she could do that after she puts the seat down.
You have the sharpest minds ever.
Wow.
Okay, Liz, what are your thoughts on all of this?
Oh, I'm thrilled. I know I'm right.
Dang it.
As proven by our listeners so far. So, well, we appreciate you both jumping on the show with us. And for being a part of the show, we'll give you dinner and a movie on us. How about that?
Awesome.
Okay. I know it won't resolve the battle. I'm sure it's going to keep going on in the house until, I don't know, James succumbs to Liz's rules. And just we'll have to wait and see.
Yep.
All right. Well, we appreciate you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
You can still chime in on what side you'd be on and any compromises you have for James or Liz on Facebook and Twitter, KX969 with Couple Therapy, brought to you by Max Muscle.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
The most intense game we ever play on here.
Oh my gosh.
It's called Just a Second.
Just a Second.
And it's for diehard fans of your favorite artists.
Okay, so a couple questions.
Okay.
Because normally the way this game is played, it's real simple. You play 1 second of audio. They're going to... Are they calling out their name or going back and forth?
They're yelling their name out for their buzzer.
Okay, and then they have to name it.
And then they have to name the song.
Now, but you've added now... This is like when people used to fight in the Coliseum, and all of a sudden the lion would pop out of the ground or the tiger. And it's like, man, we're already engaged in a battle, and now this tiger's here attacking me. So when do you start heckling them?
I don't heckle them. I'm
you
telling
just you, said that you're
I'm
gonna...
not going to do the heckling. I have said
are you
before.
Just, I mean, I'll do it, but our listeners, added this to it.
Our listeners will start texting and tweeting and Facebook posting, heckling the people
when
that
are
playing.
When are you shaming them?
I am not shaming them
you
at all.
You just said
I'm
you just, would.
I'm not saying that I would. No, I'm
then
saying...
what did will shame will, you mean?
I said it will happen... If you do Lord, not do this
what
right.
What did will shame you mean? I'm confused by that phrase.
I believe he was referring to the tweets that will shame
yes,
you. That always happens as soon as people don't get the answers in these games.
Yeah.
This is what
other people inviting who are not Twitter, playing.
So inviting Twitter to say mean things, that's going to go well.
Inviting, it just naturally happens.
Oh, God.
It naturally happens. And hopefully it does not
You're
happen.
You're the reason bullying is in the world.
And hopefully it does not happen to Shauna. Good morning, Shauna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you nervous about this
Shauna,
game?
Shauna, I don't condone bullying you like JP does.
I'm not Shauna, you know me. I'm not going to bully anybody.
I dare you.
Okay,
you're
so,
not.
Exactly.
He's just saying words.
He's made this into a pressure-filled game.
Right. He's even got the music in the background.
It's Kenny Chesney, and it's a chance you'd be automatically qualified to go backstage and meet him thanks to Blue Bay Rush.
Yeah.
So it's a big prize. All right, so, and we also bring in Jada. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, good.
How well do you know your Kenny Chesney?
With the 1 second, it's tough.
You guys will do great. We're supporting you.
Yeah, we've got your back.
Not JP.
I think the hint is keep singing it in your head and you'll get to the title.
Right.
Like you'll get from the 1 second, just keep get the song playing and you'll get there.
You got it.
And it's brought to you by Certified Transmission. Here we go.
So your name's your buzzer.
Yes.
Yell it out when
you know
it.
Here is the first.
Shame you.
In just a second.
Ooh.
Shauna. Get Along.
Yes, it is.
Get Along down the road.
That's one. See? It's that
I don't
easy.
Know which is more exciting, the fact that you knew it that quick or that you avoided the shame.
So Shauna's got a point. She got Get Along. Here's number two.
Okay.
In just a second with Kenny Chesney.
Double wide quick stop.
Jada. American
Now, Jada said it. Jada, what was your guess?
American Kids.
That's right.
Yep. Yes.
I do like the technique of yelling out your name while they're trying to answer. Hey, that's a good... I like that effort.
Didn't hear it, doesn't count. Yeah, it didn't count. You each have one.
All right. So we're down to song number three.
Oh, boy.
In just a second.
Avoiding all the shame so far.
For Kenny Chesney.
From JP.
Here we go.
Jada.
Dana! Pretty girls. All the pretty girls.
All the pretty girls.
Wow.
Betting girls send me a Betty.
You're shaming. You guys are killing this.
You might have scared away the passive Kenny Chesney fans with your shame
we'll
threats.
We'll give other ways for Kenny Chesney fans.
Like your bullying threats might have bullied away the people who don't know Kenny Chesney. Well, and we got two experts.
This is a hardcore fight.
Wow.
All right, Jana needs one more to win the whole thing. Shauna can keep it alive by winning this next point in just a second for Kenny's Jesse tickets. Here we go.
Turn the TV off.
I don't know.
I know it.
Oh, JP's starting to warm up the shaming voice.
Come over.
I don't even know that song.
So I know that song.
Whoa.
Some seconds are harder than other seconds.
Man.
Right. All right.
Wow.
So it's 2-2. It's so this is it.
I would have been shamed there by JP if I was in this game.
So one of you is winning Kenny Chesney tickets next if you get it correctly.
And the other one's a loser, right? Is that what you're saying?
They're not a loser.
God, you're so mean today.
Stop it.
Why are you mean today?
Okay, can we just
a loser of this game?
Wow. Still a loser. That's not nice. Winners in my heart.
Here we go.
Okay.
For Kenny Chesney tickets,
we don't give no participation
backstage
trophies here.
We just give away movie tickets to everyone.
All right, here's the last one, and Kenny Chesney tickets. Just a second from Blue Chair Bay Rum.
No secret.
Shauna. Oh shoot! I lost it.
Pressure.
You lost
so
it.
Much pressure.
So try a guess.
Yeah.
Try a guess.
Oh, God.
Don't make fun of
her. I can't even remember what you played now.
Jana, can you steal?
Okay.
I didn't hear it.
Shauna's run out of time.
All right. Okay. Well, she said she didn't hear it well enough. We have to play it one more
time.
Here
you go, Jana. Here it is for just a second.
It's no secret.
Well, that was hard.
Ooh.
Jana, 5 seconds.
Is it wrong for guessing?
No, you can guess.
No, go ahead.
A song for the Saints?
It is not that. It is. I have another one.
Okay, good.
I'm very well prepared for this game.
Way to not yell at them when they both missed it.
Right.
I'm proud of you. That was
not
a big step.
I'm not the one yelling at you. Very well.
The shame is equally shared.
Yeah,
they both
like on that
it
one, that was equally shared shame.
All right. This is the
sorry
final one.
It's okay. I back you guys. I'm rooting for both of you.
Here's what I'm going to do. If neither one of them get this, the third caller gets them.
There's the third
caller? By just
what
calling in.
Did you hear? See, I told you guys.
So
he's
you guys
on one today.
Wow.
He's so
I don't
angry
have any other songs for you today.
He literally didn't want someone who didn't know Kenny Chesney to win. But if you miss it, he'll give it to a random.
Just in case. But if you miss two in a row, I'm sorry.
You are.
We're going to give him two.
Hypocritical.
We should flip a coin that feels more fair than just a random.
I guess we do have that. We do
all
have
right,
that
but
candle.
One of you is going to get this one, so this is not going to be an issue.
Here we go. This is it.
He wants you to fail.
All right,
in just a second. I don't want you to fail. I want you to
succeed. That might be his brother on hold.
He's not winning those tickets. All right. Here we go. Final one. Just a second.
We went out.
Oh, yeah.
Play it again.
Play it again.
We went out.
Jana. We went out last night?
That is correct.
Yay!
Wow, way to go.
Yeah, out
good
last
job,
night.
Jana.
Oh, what a gracious winner.
Yeah, nice.
Everybody
show,
here
Shauna
has the right attitude except JP in this game.
Why are you trying to make me the villain?
Because you
game?
I'm holding you to your words. And they were mean and frightening.
Well, congratulations, Jana. You're going to Kenny Chesney.
Yeah!
And Shauna, don't feel bad. You've got a shot. We still have plenty of tickets to give away.
Yeah. We have
so
movie
don't
tickets
feel bad about that. We can give her movie passes
let's give
yeah,
her movie
as
tickets
a consolation
oh,
prize.
That's nice.
That was yeah a hard right fought battle.
There's some good, good movies battle out, man. That's a good yeah good gift right there.
So congratulations, Jana. You are going wow to Kenny Chesney coming up in May at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Thank you. Wow.
Shauna, thanks so much for playing too, Shauna.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, ladies, hang on the line. We'll get more details for you.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
A chance to see Kenny Chesney at the Tortuga Music Festival. That's in minutes. Brought to you by Certified Transmission.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Here we go. Pivot. 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 Pivot.
When you get stuck in something, you just need to pivot, and you can get unstuck, basically.
Sometimes.
Usually happens. That was not the case, as Houston fire crews got an unusual call on Friday morning to a house where there was a gentleman that was walking by a nearby store for beer, and he heard somebody yelling at 4:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And so he says...
Hang on, he was walking to a store for beer at 4:30 in the morning.
Right.
I like this guy.
His name is Arthur Reyes.
Yeah, he must work nights.
Arthur's
good job,
pretty
Arthur.
Cool.
I'm assuming probably you've already had some if you're walking to the store for beer at 4:30. So when you hear somebody screaming, you question your own...
off work and you
just got off work, man. That's what it was for me at the railroad.
Why wouldn't you just drive, though?
I got right down the street from the house.
If you're in Texas, it's pretty nice out.
Yeah,
you could just save some gas.
Health. Thinking health conscious.
4:30 in the morning stroll.
Yeah. I'm just finishing up a workout at that time.
So Arthur called 911 and he said, it was like the house was vibrating.
Uh-oh.
It was shaking and she was yelling for help. I asked her if she was stealing something and then I called 911. So apparently there was a woman stuck in a vent in this house in Houston.
Was it Bruce Willis?
It's not Bruce Willis.
Whenever anybody's stuck in an air vent, I assume it's Bruce Willis. Because isn't it Bruce Willis that taught us that's a totally safe way to navigate a building?
Yeah, to just get around the bad guys and stuff.
Yeah.
So Arthur rode his bike to a nearby gas station to tell the clerk and called 911.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody stuck up in there, man. We got to get her out. He then directed firefighters to the home and told them where he heard the screaming. It took a heavy-duty rescue crew to extract the 30-year-old woman who was lodged in a vent.
Uh-oh.
And an attempt to pull her back through the roof failed, so she was pulled down into the house.
Okay.
Her name is Dixie, and she's identified by Sabrina, who says, this is my niece-in-law.
Okay.
She's had some trouble. They actually put her on a bus, a one-way bus to Houston 2 days ago.
Wow.
And then she tries to...
She wanted back in the house.
She was getting back. Again, I blame Bruce Willis. It's totally safe.
Bruce Willis when went through the vent?
When he crawls through air vents, it always works. In the new Lego movie, they crawl through an air vent and they run into Bruce Willis up there.
Nice. I guess it's where he is.
Yeah, exactly.
All probably, the time. So it's Bruce Willis's problem. It's
mm-hmm. issue.
But yeah. I would like to thank Arthur Reyes for being the hero that we needed at 4:30 in the morning.
We didn't know we needed him, but we did.
To rescue Dixie from the air
cool.
vent.
Cool.
Pivot!
When you get stuck in something, you just need to pivot, and you can get unstuck, basically.
Sometimes.
That was not the case, as Houston fire crews got an unusual call on Friday morning to a house where there was a gentleman that was walking by a nearby store for beer, and he heard somebody yelling at 4:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And so he says...
Hang on, he was walking to a store for beer at 4:30 in the morning.
Right.
I like this guy.
His name is Arthur Reyes.
Yeah, he must work nights.
Arthur's
good job,
pretty
Arthur.
Cool.
I'm assuming probably you've already had some if you're walking to the store for beer at 4:30. So when you hear somebody screaming, you question your own...
Off work and you
just got off work, man. That's what it was for me at the railroad.
Why wouldn't you just drive, though?
I got right down the street from the house.
If you're in Texas, it's pretty nice out.
Yeah,
you could just save some gas.
Health. Thinking health conscious.
4:30 in the morning stroll.
Yeah. I'm just finishing up a workout at that time.
So Arthur called 911 and he said, it was like the house was vibrating.
Uh-oh.
It was shaking and she was yelling for help. I asked her if she was stealing something and then I called 911. So apparently there was a woman stuck in a vent in this house in Houston.
Was it Bruce Willis?
It's not Bruce Willis.
Whenever anybody's stuck in an air vent, I assume it's Bruce Willis. Because isn't it Bruce Willis that taught us that's a totally safe way to navigate a building?
Yeah, to just get around the bad guys and stuff.
Yeah.
So Arthur rode his bike to a nearby gas station to tell the clerk and called 911.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody stuck up in there, man. We got to get her out. He then directed firefighters to the home and told them where he heard the screaming. It took a heavy-duty rescue crew to extract the 30-year-old woman who was lodged in a vent.
Uh-oh.
And an attempt to pull her back through the roof failed, so she was pulled down into the house.
Okay.
Her name is Dixie, and she's identified by Sabrina, who says, this is my niece-in-law.
Okay.
She's had some trouble. They actually put her on a bus, a one-way bus to Houston 2 days ago.
Wow.
And then she tries to...
She wanted back in the house.
She said she was getting back in the house. Again, I blame Bruce Willis. It's totally safe.
Is it all Bruce Willis? Yeah, when he through the vent?
When he crawls through air vents, it always works. In the new Lego movie, they crawl through an air vent and they run into Bruce Willis up there.
Nice. I guess it's where he is.
Yeah, exactly.
All probably, the time. So it's Bruce Willis's problem. It's mm-hmm. issue. But yeah. I would like to thank Arthur Reyes for being the hero that we needed at 4:30 in the morning.
We didn't know we needed him, but we did.
To rescue Dixie from the air vent. Cool.
Be good as you.
Our one big thing is the ACM Awards, the 54th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards. Reba going to be hosting again, and the nominations are out today.
Yep, they just came out about an hour or so ago, and we want to tell them to you. So, Entertainer of the Year, Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney, Chris Stapleton, and Keith Urban.
Okay.
Those are your nominees.
Good choices.
Male Artist of the Year, very similar list. Dierks Bentley, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, Chris Stapleton, Keith Urban. Female Artist of the Year, Miranda Lambert, Ashley McBride, Maren Morris, Kacey Musgraves, Carrie Underwood.
Oh, that's exciting for Ashley McBride. She's never been nominated. That's really kind of cool.
And then Single of the Year, which is the one that's awarded to the artist.
Right.
Down to the Honky Tonk, Jake Owen, nice. Heaven, Kane Brown, Meant to Be, Florida Georgia Line and Bebe Rexha, Most People Are Good, Luke Bryan, and Tequila by Dan and Shay. Speaking of Dan and Shay, right. They and Chris Stapleton lead the nominations with 6 apiece. Kacey Musgraves has 5. And then Dierks Bentley, Brothers Osborne, and Florida Georgia Line all received 4 nominations each.
Okay, so the awards are officially out for people to vote on, and we'll see what happens with the big award show when it comes around. And, of course, I think we actually might have an ACM flyaway again to Vegas for this.
Ooh.